In Afghanistan, as U.S. intelligence agencies began sifting through the material left behind by cells of the Al-Qaeda network, the United States government became more concerned. It looked as though the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were just the beginning of targets in America. When President Bush gave his State of the Union address at the beginning of this year, he told the public about some of the disturbing evidence the members of the Al-Qaeda were holding.
And the depth of their hatred is equaled by the madness of the destruction they design. We have found diagrams of American nuclear power plants and public water facilities.
While the president revealed that water systems were a possible target, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency was assuring groups that the nation's water supplies were safe. Christy Todd Whitman told a group of environmental journalists that with everybody on heightened alert, it was unlikely a terrorist would be able to contaminate a water source with chemicals or biological agents.
It would be extremely difficult for someone to perform this kind of act, taking a truckload, and that's what it would be, a tanker truckload up to a reservoir and dumping it in, given the heightened security that we have today.
But an expert on the risk of attacks on water supplies says it wouldn't have to take a tanker truck or anything close to that given the nasty nature of some of the contaminants available to terrorists. Jim Snyder was a member of a presidential commission assigned to look at infrastructure and its vulnerability to terrorist attacks.
If you put a backpack or a couple of backpacks of that material in a 10 million gallon reservoir, which would be a medium-sized above-ground tank, you would kill half the people who drank one cup.
And Snyder says it wouldn't even take that much to cause widespread panic, to raise the so-called fear factor.
You don't have to put enough stuff in the water to kill people. You have to put enough stuff in the water so that people can't drink or use the water. If somebody says they've put something in your water, you're not going to drink the water.
Still, the government tries to assure the public there's not much to fear. Again, EPA Administrator Whitman.
The vast majority of contaminants about which we are worried, we know how to treat. We know what steps to take. And those where we're not sure of what we need to do, we're working with the CDC to develop the protocol to respond.
But the tests conducted daily at a water purification plant don't look for the kinds of contaminants that a terrorist would likely use. Jim Snyder says the first clue that anything was wrong with the water would likely be sick or dying people. While the EPA continues to reassure the public, the agency knows of the shortcomings of security at thousands of water systems across the nation. But treating contaminated water would not be the government's first choice. It would rather try to prevent an attack. That's why it's offering the water systems grants to figure out the best way to make their systems less likely to be targeted by terrorists. Again, Jim Snyder.
So right now you've got water systems all over the country performing or getting ready to perform fairly sophisticated vulnerability analyses, which lead to recommendations on which components need to be secured and how they should be secured and what kind of risk reduction one could expect from adding levels of security.
Some things are easy, such as locking access gates and patrolling lakes and reservoirs. Others are more expensive and challenging. They might include changes in how the water plants operate, using less volatile chemicals in the purification process. Jim Snyder says it probably will take years to beef up security, but even then, a determined terrorist could still strike. Another terrorism prevention expert, Peter Bearing with the City of Indianapolis, says people should not be too alarmed about the possibility that their water source could be poisoned. He says of all the things to attack, water is probably low on the list.
The good news is that these are comparatively uninteresting targets to an aggressor. And as we learned, unfortunately, in New York and in Washington, that certainly there are much higher profile targets that are of much greater interest to people who are upset with the United States.
But Bearing notes that water systems across the nation still should take prudent measures to protect the public's water supplies, just in case. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.